Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Now, did you see the whole deal with the Russian Olympic skater? Now, I'm not one to make fun of children, but I isolated two jokes from late night shows because they're more about the concept of the joke rather than a specific girl. Jimmy Kimmel said she tested positive for three substances that can be used to treat heart problems. Imagine how devastating that must be. You train your whole life to be in the Olympics. You follow all the rules. You put in all the hours, eat the right things. Then last minute, you accidentally take your grandfather's heart medicine. Trevor Noah said, but again, I'm not saying Russia did it on purpose. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't be shocked when later this week they use 15-year-olds to invade Ukraine. Funny, not funny. I'm predicting they invade Sunday afternoon. Here's why. 3-day weekend in the United States. I'm a longtime studier of the media, and I could see World War III breaking out when CNN has the C team at the anchor desk. It happens all the time. Keep an eye on that. Hope I'm wrong. Johnny Mac is officially anti-World War III. Johnny Mac is officially pro-peace. Did you see the thing in Arizona where the priest did the sacrament wrong and now everybody's got to be rebaptized? For 2 decades, Father Andres Arango performed the sacrament of baptism with the words, "We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." He was supposed to say, "I baptize you," so everybody's baptism is invalid. Trevor Noah said, "Wait, I'm sorry, what? All the baptisms are invalid because of one word? This is like the worst thing a Catholic priest has ever done." Since we were young, many of us have been taught the same story, right? Be good, pray every day, and you'll get into heaven. Well, what your grandmother probably didn't mention is that a paperwork issue could send you straight to hell. Colbert, church leaders investigated and found that Father Arango had incorrectly performed thousands of baptisms over more than 20 years. Of course, this was just a priest at a baptism. It could be worse. It could have been a rabbi at a bris. Trevor, like, don't get me wrong, I'm glad to hear that the Catholic Church cares about people's pronouns. But this seems like a minor mistake to me. And what's going to happen to all the people that weren't actually baptized? What happens to them, huh? Are they going to go to hell for someone else's mistake? That's so unfair. Everyone else gets to go to hell because they got to have some fun, you know? From the LA Times, last month, Bill Engvall got a very nice email from Pandora congratulating him on reaching over 600 million streams. Wow, that's pretty good. That came from 227,000 monthly listeners. Congratulations, Bill Engvall. But then Bill noticed he hadn't been paid for any of those streams. Bill Engvall told the LA Times, it's like sending somebody a birthday card that says, whoops, forgot to give you a gift. Bill is part of this lawsuit against Pandora and said, if you invent a product and it sells, you want to be paid for it. And I think sometimes in this society, we tend to ask for forgiveness instead of permission. While I've been fortunate enough in my career to generate a name, there's a lot of cats out there that don't, and their stuff is being used and they need to be paid as well. None of us are asking for any more than what we're owed. Larry David will be the subject of a 2-part HBO documentary, this one called The Larry David Story. In The Larry David Story, Larry David gets candid about his personal and professional highs and lows, from his humble beginnings as an unfunny Brooklyn kid to becoming America's favorite misanthrope. This will be on HBO March 1st, so you don't have to wait too long, especially because February is a little short. The trailer is soundtracked by Larry David discussing his life. It opens with a picture of him as a child under a voiceover explaining he never considered himself to be very funny. As the trailer goes on, Larry David discusses how he fell into comedy and how his persona on Curb is not who he is in real life. All right. Your spidey sense tingling from Sky News. A judge has blocked the release of quote-unquote graphic records relating to an investigation into the death of Bob Saget. Told yesterday, Saget's family had filed a lawsuit to stop the sharing of evidence collected from the scene of the death. They said it depicted Bob graphically and should be released only to family. The judge agreed, issuing a temporary injunction, agreeing his family would suffer severe mental pain, anguish, and emotional distress if the request was not granted. From the AV Club, Brett Goldstein. You know him. He plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso. He had a breakout year. Everybody loves Brett Goldstein now. He was on The Muppet Show. And guess who he was hanging out with? That's right. Oscar the Grouch. Sesame Street's social media shared a 16-second clip teasing Goldstein's guest spot on Sesame Street. He gets his own trash can next to Oscar the Grouch. That's awesome. We are not sure when that will air. Paul Reiser has joined the cast of Hulu's Reboot. Reboot stars MacPacker Keegan-Michael Key. Paul Reiser will take over the role of Gordon. Michael McKean was originally going to play Gordon. In the show, Hulu decides to reboot the beloved family sitcom Step Right Up from the late 90s, early 2000s. That forces the dysfunctional cast back together. Now they must deal with their unresolved issues in today's fast-changing world. Paul Reiser's character Gordon is described as the hacky creator of the original sitcom who never understood why everybody loved Seinfeld and Frasier. This weekend on this very podcast, tomorrow, you don't want to miss Mitch Hedberg's Stories. I recorded that one back in December, but then I got out my calendar and I saw, oh, Mitch Hedberg's birthday is next week. Let me use this as quote unquote weekend filler. I use that term lovingly. This Hedberg episode is really good. So check that out. That's tomorrow, Sunday. A love letter to Ivan Reitman Films. Talk a lot about Stripes, Meatballs, and Animal House. So that is Sunday's show. Today's episode of Daily Comedy News is sponsored by Travel Is Back. That's my other podcast that I do. It is a casual travel podcast. I am not a travel expert, but I like doing these from time to time. I did 25 episodes in season one. And this is the kickoff to season two because in February of 2020, right before the pandemic, I went to Paris. I dropped yesterday episode one of a look back at my trip to Paris. So if you're ever thinking of going to Paris, A, you should. B, listen to the episode. Again, I'm not a travel expert. It's just one idiot from Queens walking around Paris, telling you what to do there and telling you what I like to do when I go places. Season one talked about, let's see, Chicago, Boston, Princeton, Nashville, Vancouver, Iceland. Check that out. Travel Is Back, wherever you get your shows. Pete Davidson has rejoined Instagram. Guess who's following him? Kanye West is now following Pete Davidson on Insta. Kanye posted a screenshot of Pete's account and captioned it, followed. Page Six says Kanye deleted the screenshot shortly thereafter. Pete Davidson did not follow Kanye back. Pete had previously been on Instagram. He quit Insta in the summer of 2018 over mental health concerns at that time. He said, "Now there's nothing wrong, nothing happened, there's nothing cryptic about anything. I just don't want to be on Instagram anymore or on any social media platform. I wonder if Instagram fan girlfriend Kim Kardashian has encouraged Pete to jump back on. Let's see." Today on Hulu, all 10 episodes of Life and Beth make their debut. This stars Amy Schumer, who for some reason is hosting the Oscars. She plays Beth. Again, this exciting plot. When a sudden incident forces the adult Beth to re-examine whether she wants the life she built for herself, she begins to look back at her childhood in an attempt to discover how she became who she is and figure out who she wants to become. Amy told Entertainment Weekly, "It's about so much. It's really about what I'm thinking about every day, which is releasing your own shame and fear because of these early traumas. We arm ourselves. It's about letting go and trusting and how to let yourself figure out how to be happy." I'd be curious to see if the Oscar thing helps or hurts Hulu's attempts to get press on this show. I guess it will help, but you got to factor. So I'm in the media, and when you pitch stories, you might go to an outlet and be like, "Hey, can you talk about Life and Beth?" And they may say back to you, "We just did stuff about Amy Schumer earlier in the week. We're Amy Schumered out." That is a real thing that happens. So you, even though the heat is on Amy right now, this actually could possibly hurt the Hulu effort. The trailer did nothing for me, but I don't think I'm the target audience. Maybe this will do okay. We will see. Apple TV Plus has announced a new dark comedy titled Sunny, which is really annoying because there's that thing on FX that I just refer to as Sunny, the thing in the bar in Philadelphia, that one. So this is going to be really confusing. Can you call this something else? It stars Rashida Jones as Susie, an American living in Kyoto, Japan. You didn't think I was going to say Kyoto, Japan, did you? No. Susie lives in Kyoto. After losing her husband and son in a mysterious plane crash, she's gifted Sunny, a domestic robot made by her husband's electronics company. This is weird. An unexpected friendship between Susie and Sunny leads the duo to discover what happened to Susie's family and uncover a world Susie never knew existed. It is always Sunny in Kyoto. Apple describes it as a darkly comedic half-hour drama. Hey, we're going to talk about another MacPacker Andy Samberg. He was the star of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It is coming to Comedy Central. They've acquired the full library. They're doing a marathon on Sunday. It starts at 5 p.m. If you got nothing to do, put your feet up and watch 9 seasons worth of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Comedy Central Sunday, starting at 5 Eastern. Brooklyn Nine-Nine follows the exploits of hilarious Detective Jake Peralta and his stoically ever-professional Captain Raymond Holt, along with their diverse, lovable colleagues as they protect the NYPD's 99th Precinct. Who wrote this? Barry is coming back. That stars Henry Winkler. Henry Winkler may have to be in the MacPack, now that I think about it. I do have a man crush on Henry Winkler as well. Should we put him in the MacPack? Let me know. Good use of social media. Facebook group, Daily Comedy News podcast group, Reddit, Daily Comedy News subreddit, and Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Should Henry Winkler be in the Mac Pack? If you're new to the show, what are the Mac Pack? These are my celebrity crushes. The initial member of the Mac Pack was Michael Chiklis. Weird, right? I know. You can make fun of me when I'm not around. He's awesome. Keegan-Michael Key, he's in. Just last year, I added Andy Samberg, and I think Henry Winkler may have to be in here. Barry returns for an 8-part third season, Sunday, April 24th, on your HBO Max. What's not coming back to HBO Max is The Prince. Remember that? The terrible cartoon about the British royal family? And I'll remind you, I'm the writer on the podcast Palace Intrigue. I like making fun of the royal family, and I had no interest in this show. I'm someone who Googles royal family, Kate Middleton, and Meghan Markle almost every day of my life, and I had no interest in this show. Apparently nobody else did either. So if you want to make fun of the royal family, The Prince is over. You're going to have to subscribe to the podcast Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. 20th TV Animation says there are no plans to shop around a season 2 of The Prince. It is dead. This is an X series. They're making some kind of Barbie thing. Kate McKinnon has joined the cast. She joins Margot Robbie, who I assume will be Barbie, Ryan Gosling, America Ferrara, and Simu Liu. It's a Warner Brothers movie about Barbie. Okay. A lot of just news items today, like quick hits. We're not deep diving on Rogan and Chappelle and Mulaney and Pete Davidson. This is all just like news. This is what I thought the podcast was going to be. I said that all week, right? This is exactly what I thought it would have been. My former coworker, Jamie Foxx, he's teaming up with Will Ferrell, who gave me the cold shoulder one day. Whew, talk about that in about a week. They're teaming up for something called Strays. Strays is a live-action CGI hybrid. The story follows an abandoned dog who teams up with other strays to get revenge on his former owner. Will Ferrell is the abandoned dog, while Fox is one of the pooches who befriends him. Will Forte is that horrible human owner. Nikki Glaser gets a docuseries called Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser. This will be on E! E! Is still a channel, apparently. I haven't even seen E! In years. May 1st. The logline, the stresses and joys of moving back home, especially as a celebrity, be the focus of the show. Also featured will be her parents. Throughout the show, she'll be looking for love and also trying her hand at becoming a musician. Okay. And that Smartless podcast that does really well, they did a live event and apparently it didn't go so well. I wasn't able to get the full story. I tried to do some research, but everything is behind a paywall. But here is what I got so far. Fans from around the country came to Boston last Friday for the Smartless Tour Live, hosted by Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. But some ticket holders left the 9 p.m. show unamused. One audience member tweeted, "I'm officially starting the Smartless Boston 9 p.m. support group. We all went through a tragic event and we need each other." So all I know is, instead of bringing out an A-list celebrity or a high-profile comedian, such as Conan O'Brien, who was at the 6 p.m. show on Friday, for the 9 p.m. show, they invited out an MIT professor. That's your comedy news for today. Mitch Hedberg tomorrow. Ivan Reitman stuff Sunday. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. We finished fourth in trivia. I know you were wondering. See you tomorrow.